This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the deposed dictator of Iraq faced cameras and an Iraqi judge. The court hearing took place inside an American military complex called Camp Victory. Saddam Hussein was at times defiant, bored, and angry. He called the proceeding a farce. Pictures were broadcast around the world. This was Hussein's first public appearance since December, when he was shown being examined by a U.S. Army medic soon after his capture. Then he appeared docile and confused. Today, as he learned of the charges against him, he projected a very different image. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
"I am Saddam Hussein, president of Iraq." Those were his first public words since his fall from power. Then he asked the judge to introduce himself, and he did, but his name can't be released to the public for security reasons. Looking older and thinner, his beard neatly trimmed, Saddam considered every word in court and often challenged the judge. An armored bus delivered Saddam to a small courtroom American soldiers built on the grounds of one of his grand palaces. They call it the Victory Courthouse. Security preparations took days, but when Saddam arrived, American soldiers withdrew, replaced by Iraqi National Guard troops who escorted Saddam in handcuffs. A small select group of reporters watched the proceedings. All details from today's hearing come from their reports released to the rest of the media. They knew he had arrived when they heard the clank of his chains removed before his court appearance. "This is all theater," Saddam told the judge, adding, "George Bush is the real war criminal." He listened as the seven charges against him were read out, including the chemical weapons attack on the Kurdish town of Halabja in 1988.
"You talk about the bombardment of Halabja under my presidency. I heard about this in the media."
The judge continued, "Charges for murdering Shiite clerics, killing political leaders, suppressing the 1991 uprising by Iraqi Shias and Kurds." Saddam remained impassive until he was charged with launching the 1990 invasion of Kuwait. Then Saddam began to jab a finger in the air. He wanted to argue with the judge.
"About this charge, invading Kuwait, how can you say this to an Iraqi? You want to try Saddam Hussein because the Kuwaitis say they'll make Iraqi women prostitutes? I was defending the honor of Iraq as the president of the country against those dogs."
The judge chided him on disrespectful language in the courtroom. When Saddam was asked to sign a legal document acknowledging he had been read his rights, he refused.
"This is a legal point you want me to answer, but a few minutes ago you said I could postpone the signing until a defense lawyer is here. Then please allow me not to sign until my lawyer is present."
The pictures of the proceedings were released soon after the event, at first broadcast around the world without sound, with a note stamped on the picture that said, "Cleared by the U.S. military." Later, some of Saddam's words were finally released and heard by Iraqis. For many of them, who had waited years for this moment, it was a relief to finally see and hear Saddam in court. Hamid El-Bayati, now the deputy foreign minister, was once a political prisoner under Saddam.
"I was in prison and tortured. Three of my relatives were executed in 1984. Two were disappeared in 1991. So it is time to put things in the right order by putting criminals on trial and to show the world how much the Iraqi people suffered from this regime."
But not all Iraqis saw today's court appearance in the same way, setting off a storm of powerful and mixed emotions over a man who is still defiant after his stunning defeat and imprisonment. It is the new Iraqi government's first major test, and Saddam showed he will be a hard man to handle. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.